Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Mom! 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 Mommy! 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 Mama!
You're panicking!
Uh-huh! Join me, won't you?
I don't care if the entire cast of Eight is Enough comes out of there!
Is that chocolate or poop? Is that chocolate or poop?
It's chocolate.
What if that had been poop?
Oh, she's pregnant. Can't have a bunch of old pregnant bitches running around. That's crazy.
I'm not like a regular mom. I'm a cool mom.
Let's be bad moms.
Oh, I'm in.
Right?
Oh my gosh. Okay, this is exciting. I'm in.
Mom! Mommy! Mommy! Mama! Mama! Mama!
What?
Hi.
Fuck the water. Bring me mine.
Ready? 3, 2, 1. Here we go.
All Thanks, right, Mario.
You're welcome. That's exactly what I was thinking of when I said that. Well, welcome to Mama's and Merlot, guys. I missed you guys. We had a week off last week.
Yeah.
Because it was Link's birthday, and I think we just needed a break from the Father's Day extravaganza we had going on. Those were work. No, they were really fun.
No, they were fun.
Before I get into introduction stuff, just wanted to thank all three of our husbands for taking their Friday nights and spending it with us and talking.
Oh, as opposed
shit.
To like, you know, sitting at home and like.
Well, yeah, I'm taking away from their TV time.
Well, yeah, that's so, exactly.
Well, let's give thanks where thanks is due. I would like to thank the in-laws and the mothers and who watched our children so that the daddies could come as well.
Well, my children sleep here, so thanks. Yeah, well, thanks, children's rooms. Well, like I said before, welcome to Mamas and Merlot. My name is Vanessa, and with me, as always, is Christy.
Hello.
And Stephanie.
Hello.
And yeah, that's us. We are recording, I don't know what episode, because I didn't check before we started. And
I think it's like 37.
No, so we're 37. We're getting closer to 40. I know that.
Yeah, we're getting.
Oh, just kidding.
We're on. I think it's episode 38. I'm gonna put money on and say 38. So welcome to episode 38.
Jeff was the last one.
Yes,
38.
And we did not prepare anything for today.
No, we're just gonna wing it.
Yeah, we almost didn't even record tonight.
Right.
It's been a tough week.
Yeah, it's been a rough week.
Does anybody have any kids to let's talk about our wine real quick before we move forward. So Stephanie brought our wine today, and I really like the name of this one. It's the Great American Wine Company by Rosenblum.
Yeah, it was. I felt like it was very festive considering it's 4th of July weekend.
It has a blue label.
And it was, because it's 4th of July weekend, it was BOGO at Publix. So.
Sweet. It says USA on it.
USA.
And it's Cabernet Sauvignon. So we're drinking a French wine in an American bottle.
And some of the profits go to American military charities.
Cool. Especially when you buy one, get one free.
Oh, I need this for all my Kylie lip kits.
Yes, you do. It's a lipstick holder.
Yeah.
Nice. So that's what we're drinking today. We're drinking a Cab, our favorite, apparently. And
it seems to be.
This one also has 13.5% alcohol by volume. So that's cool. That's a good number.
I like it.
Yes. Okay, so does anybody have any fun stories they want to share? Any kids' stories? Well, Link's birthday just passed.
Yes,
happy birthday,
did.
Lincoln.
Thanks.
He's three now.
Yeah, he's three.
He's a big boy.
He's a big boy. Well, I like officially have a three-nager, and I don't know where this attitude came from. Like,
it's
it was
like
literally from one day to the next.
Yes. Yes.
He has an attitude for fucking everything.
Yep.
And I want to punch him in the face sometimes. I mean, I don't, because he's then super cute.
Yeah, they're assholes like that. They make you want to punch you in the face, and then they give you like this look with these eyes, and you're like, what the fuck, bro?
Well, just today, Nathan tossed. He was in the back seat. I picked him up from school because I have not worked all week because of countless illnesses and all sorts of, it's been
and
a rough
stuff.
Week. We went to McDonald's because he wanted french fries. So we picked up a Happy Meal.
You let him eat McDonald's?
Oh my God, I'm a horrible mother.
No, that's not what I meant.
How dare you?
That's not what I meant. I'm just saying, like, Link always wants french fries. I just don't let him.
Well, I really wanted to just get him fed early.
Yeah.
So, and I didn't want to fight with him because he's been sick. So when he tells me he wants something this week, he's getting anything he wants. Because as long as he has an appetite.
The only thing that like Link, the only drive through that Link goes through is like the Starbucks one. But then he knows that he gets a cookie when he goes through the Starbucks one. So like he expects it now.
Yeah, when we go through anytime we go through any drive through, and I'll order, and then they're like, okay, your total is whatever. And I go, okay, thank you. Oliver in the background, thank you.
You know, he likes McDonald's french fries and nuggets. And
I mean, like who every child like McDonald's french
fries? Yeah, but like,
I was about to say, like, who doesn't?
Well, I don't love McDonald's chicken nuggets.
I love McDonald's chicken nuggets.
I actually don't like McDonald's chicken at all. Like, yeah, I will not.
There's
I refuse.
Then remember, I had my my hiatus from McDonald's thanks to The Founder, and I will tell you, some of that anger came back a little bit yesterday when Jeff watched The Founder again.
Well, actually,
and
I remember
asked me if we wanted to watch that yesterday, and I was like, yes, we can get mad at McDonald's. No, thanks.
Well, apparently Jeff's like all on board, like he gets why I'm mad,
mm-hmm.
but he's like, I get why you're upset,
but it was 70 years ago.
But the guy did what he had to do.
That's what Nary says.
To make McDonald's what it needed to be. Like, but I was like, but he's still a dick.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, no, no. But so we go and they give him like a Minion toy.
Oh, they have a whole Minion menu.
Yeah. Because it's now like, because of Despicable Me 3 now. So he's got that's the toy. And he's playing with it. And then for some reason he decides to fling it at me.
Like
and I
dick.
Get it, yeah. And I get it, and I put it in the front seat, and I go, that's it, no Minion for you. And he goes, Mommy, I want french fry. Like, doesn't care about the Minion. He's like, Mommy, I want french fry. He's like, no, no french fry. And he goes, but Mommy. And I'm like, no, you say sorry. You threw the Minion at Mommy's head. Conversations I never thought I would have with somebody. You threw why did you throw this at Mommy? Say you're sorry. No, I don't want to say sorry. Like, Nathan, no french fry. But Mommy, I'm hungry. Fuck.
It's worse because then you're like then a jerk if you don't feed them.
Exactly. So
I let mine starve for a little bit. If he's being a jerk, like, and he doesn't want to, like, that's his new thing. Like, that he's like, he'll say he wants something and then he'll be like, no, I don't like it. I want this. And he's bullshit. He likes it. He's just being an asshole. So like, he's like, I buy him like the organic version of the Totino's pizza rolls. It's like, I think it's the Earth's Best brand or whatever they have at Target.
I need to try that with him, but I'm scared of like, because I burn myself.
I only put him in for like 45 seconds and then I stick him in the freezer for like 15 seconds till they get like cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, because like,
but that's what I do too when I make Sophie's oatmeal. I make it, like I cook it to what I'm supposed to cook it to and then I stick it in the freezer for like.
Well, I even do that with his nuggets. Like when I make like the nuggets and stuff like that at home, I'll put it in the fridge to like, because he has, it depends what. It really depends on if the sky is like clear today. He'll want it chopped up or he'll want it.
If the sky is clear. That's as arbitrary as it gets, but yeah.
It's some days he wants it cut up. Some days he will scream at me.
Right.
If I place a plate of chopped up, I get the nugget and I cut it into three pieces.
How dare you?
You broke it, Mommy. Yeah,
exactly. It's like, how dare I?
No, it's broken.
And other times, he'll look at the full piece of nugget and go, Mommy, I don't like it. cut. And I'm like, okay, and I cut it, and then he'll eat it. So, yeah. But when I give him the full one that I don't cut it, like, I'm always worried that, like, the inside is going to be a little bit too hot, even if the outside's, like, oh, cooled off.
I always cut them. Like, I don't give a fuck. You want to cry? Don't eat it.
That's what I tell him, too, because, like, the other day he told me, he's like, Mom, I want a sandwich. I was like, okay, fine. I'll make you a sandwich. I make him a sandwich. And then he looks at me and goes, no, I don't want sandwich. I don't like it. I want pizza bites. And I'm like, okay, I'll make you the pizza bites. I'll eat the fucking sandwich. I don't care. I'll make you the pizza bites. But if you don't eat pizza bites, like, that's it.
Yeah, you know.
Like, you're done.
You're better than me because I wouldn't even.
Well, I did it just that day just because, like, I didn't mind, like, eating the sandwich. Because I don't think I had eaten yet. So I was like, oh, fuck it, whatever. But then. But then, yeah. So then he looked at the pizza bites. No, I don't want pizza bites. I want meatballs. And I was like, nope.
Nope.
And then I get into that moment, like, in, like, Beauty and the Beast, like, with the Beast is like, then go ahead and starve. Yeah. Then I'm just like, okay, fine. Then don't eat. Then go. Then it's time to banyan and time to be mead.
Yeah.
And he goes, Mama, I'm crying.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead and cry. That's fine. You can cry.
Don't give up.
So then I'm like, I'm going to go to the bathroom. You can sit here and cry if you want. So I go to, and I don't go to the bathroom. I just turn the corner. And then he fucking eats.
Well, Sophie's new thing now.
What a fucking dick.
Yeah, Sophie's new thing now. Like, Oliver will eat. Like, he'll eat his food. And then halfway through, he'll decide he doesn't like it anymore. And he goes, Mommy, no gusta. And I go, excuse me? Mommy, no me gusta. And then, like, he'll push it away. And I'm like, motherfucker, you were eating it. You ate half of it. Like, how do you eat half of something and then decide, oh, I just don't like it? So Sophie has realized that if she threatens to eat his food, he gets pissed and then he eats his food.
Oh, I do that too.
Right, but he doesn't care if I do it. Like, if no, I try to do
well,
it, he'll
he doesn't
offer
have
me
a sibling,
his,
so
he'll offer me his food. I'll be like, Oliver, I'm gonna eat your chicken, and I go and I grab a chicken, and he's like, no, Mommy. So then I give it to him, and he goes, come, and he like puts it in my face to make me eat it. And I'm like, no, fucker, that's not how this works. But then Sophie will be like, Oliver, I'm gonna eat your chicken. And he's like, no. And then he comes running like a bat out of hell, and he sits down and he eats his food. And like, she does that like 5 or 6 times throughout the meal, and then until he's finally done.
Yeah, no, we have Gunner for that.
Well, dog. Yeah, he gets mad if I give anything to the dogs, but yeah, then, like,
no,
I'll, but,
will feed
but
the
like,
dogs.
Yesterday with the pizza bites, when he said that he didn't want to eat the pizza bites, I grabbed it, and I go to put it in my mouth, and he goes, no, Mama, me eat it, me, because he doesn't say I, he says me. He goes, Mama, me eat it, and I go, okay, but if you don't eat it, I'm going to eat it. He goes, no, me eat it, or Lincoln eat it, whatever.
Mm-hmm. No, see, Nathan is a sharer, so he actually comes and feeds me.
Yeah.
When he doesn't want it, like, he'll be like, Mama, try, and his new word is delicious. So he'll look at food
he's
and he'll be like,
so much, yo, Christy, it's so great.
Yeah.
He saw it the other day. He's ridiculous. He's
so
funny.
Cute.
But like, he'll say, like, he'll look at you put like food in front of him or you give him something. He goes, Mommy, it's delicious. He hasn't even tried it yet. He goes, delicious. And then he'll like take a bite and he'll be like, doing a happy dance. And then he'll be like, Mommy, try. And I try it and he goes, delicious, right? And I'm like, yes, Papa, delicious.
Well, the other morning at breakfast, like, Lincoln kept giving me his bacon. I'm like, this kid's obsessed with bacon. Why are you giving this to me? He was like, Mama, you eat it. Mama, eat it. And I'm like, okay, well, and I took it and I would eat it. And I went, no, Papi, that's for Lincoln. He goes, no, for Mama. I'm like, why are you giving me your bacon, bro? You love bacon.
You probably threw up on it. And I was like, here, Mommy, you eat it.
I was cracking up today.
Like, or he did it, Nathan, and he licked it. And he was like,
licked it and gave it back. And put it right back on the plate.
Licked all the grease off. Now you can eat it.
Probably. But today I was cracking up because since we got him the nuggets, so we're back at the house, and he's like, gets distracted and is doing something else, and he had the nugget in his mouth, and then he stood up from where he was in from his little table, and he walked over to the couch, and he's like doing something, and he gets a toy, and it's like one of those like trade-off. It's like, well, my hands are full, so I must now place half the nugget onto the couch and take the toy with me with the other hand.
Makes sense.
Yeah. And so I look at him and I go, Nathan, come get your nugget, you know, eat your chicken. He goes, no, Mama. And I go, Gunner's gonna eat it. As I said the words, Gunner's gonna eat it, that dog's ears pointed up.
He was like, oh, there's food for
me. He's like, there's food. I was not paying attention. I am sorry. I have failed my duties. And he has come and just gone straight for it and put it in his mouth and walked away and ate it. And of course, all of a sudden, all you see is, gonna and so then my mom is walking into the room at this point.
Of course. Perfect timing.
And all you hear is, Lela. Like, and my mom's like, Papa, what's the matter? And he goes, Gunner ate my food. And mommy gave it to him.
Like, you're starving him and chose to feed the dog.
Get stitches, Nathan.
Oh my God, he is the biggest snitch lately. Like, anything that happens, he goes straight to my mom and says, Mama did this. Mommy won't let me have this. And I'm like, dude, I'm like, I gave birth to you. I'm like, I expect a little bit more loyalty. But, oh, it's so funny. No, but yeah, you, because Vanessa came over the other day, because again, Poma week, Vanessa came over to borrow a dress. And my son then decided that you were not allowed to leave because you had to go fishing. He took I don't even know what it's part of. It's like a gas pump.
Yeah,
hose.
It was like a hose for gas.
But it was,
and
like,
you put gas in me.
Yeah. Like, it was just like,
like, he was
hose.
Refilling. Like, it's just like the hose that that's attached to the gas pump.
I think it was like a gate. Like something he has, like some motor shop or some like racetrack or something has a little hose that has a little gas pump. He has taken apart this toy, and all that's left is the hose. And so he's walking around and he's like, hold on, and he comes up to Vanessa and he starts like putting gas in Vanessa. And then he decided that the frame
was when you went to do
when I went to go pick up my dress at Christie's,
and he goes to the
when
frame
you guys played
the,
without me.
Yeah,
I hate you.
Played without you.
Fuck you.
He went to
we
the
play
frame
without Christie all the time.
That's true. But FOMO,
this is true.
FOMO's a bitch.
Well,
sorry about that. But he finds the crack of the door, the frame, and he found that that is now a lake.
Mm-hmm. He went fishing
with the hose in between the door. He would fish. Then he would say, oh, look, I caught a red one, or I caught a blue one, or I caught a lobster.
And he would bring them to us.
And he would bring them to Vanessa and put them in her hands, and then she had to eat it.
Yeah. I was eating sashimi.
Yeah. So she would be like, look, it's a lobster.
It was
put
really
it in his
cute.
End, then Vanessa would have to go.
Oh, that's right. And he was like, he did say delicious. I remember him saying it now. It was really cute. And then your dog barked at me. Well, like the whole time. Well, almost the whole time until I started petting him.
He's a thirsty bitch.
Yeah, he is. Sounds like lady. I feel like they would get along.
Yeah.
So I have my story that I didn't share with you guys last week because Jeff was here. And we were distracted with him.
I was gonna say, I was like, Jeff can't now.
So remember how I was like, I texted you guys, I was like, bro, what a mission. And I was like, no, but I'm gonna save it for the podcast. Yeah. Okay, so I picked up Oliver.
Wait,
and Sophie.
Well, you can skip to my story. I need to pee though.
Okay. Oliver and Sophie
She doesn't care about your story.
I do, but
no, I know kidding. She doesn't. She's selfish. She has to pee, so fuck her.
I just didn't want you to whatever.
No, because I won't have dead air. We love you too.
Kisses.
She's going pee pee now. She's walking to the bathroom.
My voice sounds just as deep as Steph's today. Because we have super raspy voice.
I know. You guys were like fighting a plague over there this week.
My entire house has just gone. As I said, again, not worked, because between my kid, myself, my mother, Jeff, everybody's sick. Between stomach stuff, just straight up cold, hacking up a lung. Oh, gosh. It's just been... Thank God my kid got good enough to go to school, and I haven't gotten the call to pick him up, because he has been good at school and just his symptoms appear...
At night.
At night or early morning. So
that's what's going on with Sophie and Oliver. They cough all night.
Yeah.
And then in the morning, right before it's time to leave for school, they stop coughing and they're fine all day.
Yeah, I tell the teacher, I'm like, I'm dropping him off. Listen, he has a cough, he has this, you know, if there's anything, give us a call.
Right.
No call. All day, perfectly fine. So at least you know, he was able to go to school this week for the last 3 days of it. So he burned off, because school is basically to burn off the energy yeah. at the house.
Yeah, for sure. That's what. That's exactly what school is
for. There's cold pizza.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
It's on the stove. So Christy's been sick. That's what we've been talking about.
Yeah. Everyone's sick at her house.
Yep. They've been hit with the plague.
Bring that shit over here.
Seriously. Well, I went over there. Like,
don't eat my fucking pizza. I'll punch you in the face.
You should. He deserves it. She's talking to Baloo.
Was it safe? Not me.
Okay. If you get...
I'm so glad I brought that. Yeah, dead air. Dead air.
I can hear her wiping. Okay, I can hear her wipe. She spilled... Oh, if I say, Neri might have a heart attack.
But he's 4 weeks behind, so by the time he gets to this...
This is true.
It's spilled on her and the floor.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. I'm still not going to say. Let's move on. Okay, so my mission story from the other day.
My hands are greasy.
So Sophie and Oliver are finally like in the same school for summer camp. They're attending Oliver's school because that school offers a summer camp. So, and it's great because they have like 2 field trips a week, and it's included in the price, and her lunch is included in the price, and it's like, it's amazing. So anyway, so I go pick them up from school. And I'm like, oh, you know what? I need to stop at the post office. I need to drop something off. There's a Wendy's right next door to the post office. I'll just get them Wendy's for dinner because it's right there, and they're going to see it and they're going to ask me for it anyway. So whatever. I drive around the Wendy's. I go through the drive-thru because I wanted to have them eat at home instead of in the restaurant or in the car. So I'm sitting in the drive-thru. I order. After I pass the window, like after I'm like waiting to go pay, Oliver starts, mommy, pee-pee. Mommy, I have to go pee-pee. I'm like, I just asked you if you needed to pee at school. You said no. So, whatever. He's like, no, mommy, pee-pee. Me duele, me duele. It hurts, it hurts. I have to go pee-pee, I have to go pee-pee. I'm like, okay. So, I pull up to the window and I tell the lady, I'm like, please just hold it. I need to come inside. My son has to go to the bathroom. Cool. No problem. I go around. I park. Get the kids out of the car. Oliver's holding it like a champ. Like, so far, so good. Everything's great. I get them out. We cross the parking lot. We get into the Wendy's. The handicap stall's open. So it's great because Sophie can, like, run around in there while Oliver's going pee. I, like, bend down to pull Oliver's pants down. And as soon as I pull that motherfucker's pants down, he starts peeing. And I'm like... fucking toilet is 2 steps in front of you. Like, you could not hold it for 2 more seconds so that I could stand you on top of the toilet. No. He peed all over his pants, all over his shoes. Of course, we live in South Florida, so I'm wearing sandals, so he peed on my toes.
Ew.
Like, fucking the worst. And I'm like, this is awful. So whatever. So I'm like, oh my God, and I don't even have clothes for this kid. No, I'm like, I didn't have anything for him. I'm like, I have nothing. At first I was freaking out because I'm like, I have nothing. Like, he's going to either have to be in his car seat bare ass or be in his car seat with wet clothes. Like, there's no middle option here. So as like I'm cleaning my toes and like cleaning him and like trying to wring some pee out of his underwear so at least he doesn't leave the restaurant butt naked, I realized that he had his water play stuff in the car because it was water day at school, and I didn't realize that he was in the baby class. Like, his class didn't go play water, so I had his change of clothes that I had packed for the day was in the car, and I'm like, awesome. And like, he hadn't used it, so I'm like, awesome. I have a change of clothes.
Even if he had used it, sweaty is better than
right, exactly.
Pee.
But like, it was clean. Like, he had clean underwear, clean shorts. The only thing he didn't have was an extra pair of socks. So I left him in his wet socks because I'm like, fuck it, they're not that wet. So I left him in his socks, and I go to the. I'm like, all right, so we gotta go before we can pick up the food. We have to go to the car because I have to change Oliver. And at this point, I'm like, fuck it, we're just gonna eat here because by the time we get home, it's gonna be gross and cold. So we go to, and I have an SUV. So I open up the trunk because that's where his bag was. So I open up the trunk. I put Sophie in the trunk. I put Oliver in the trunk. So Sophie's like contained and I don't have to keep an eye on her from running into traffic. She's contained. Oliver's there. And then because she's also in the car, I'm like, Sophie, go into the front seat and get the wipes that are in my purse. So she brings me the wipes. Like, it's moving. We're going. It's so far so good. At this point, we're doing okay. I'm like, things are looking up. Awesome. So she brings me the wipes. I kind of like wipe him down, put his clean clothes, and I'm like, okay, let's go back inside. Let's get our food.
Your dog is licking the garlic butter off my legs.
Lovely. So I like offer Sophie my hand to help her out of the trunk, but she's a big girl. She could do it on her own. Homegirl face planted out of the trunk.
Lovely. I apologize for laughing.
No, but I laughed too. Like, not in her face, but I was like, oh my God. And then she started crying. I was like, okay, she hurt herself. But like, she like landed on her feet, but then had too much momentum. So she like face planted. So it wasn't like she
face planted
from the top. She landed on her feet and just kind of kept going and then hit the floor. And I was like, this is not getting better. Like, this is not.
This is that, why do I leave the house?
Pretty much. I was like, what the fuck is happening? So then,
why is this happening?
Yeah, exactly. So we get inside, and at least, like, the lady recognized me. So she was like, you don't have to wait in line. Just give me your card. So, like there's five people in line. And I was going to wait in the line because I'm not going to be like, who's in the fucking drive through. So I'm like, I'm waiting. And she saw me. She's like, oh, just give me your card. Cool. So I gave her my card. She gave me the food, and we sat down and we ate. And then I noticed there's like these four guys from like a local high school swim team, and Oliver's like waving at them, and so they keep looking at us, and I'm pretty sure they watched Sophie faceplant out of the car. I'm like, I'm the worst mother ever. Not only did my kid faceplant,
what school?
I remember I told you guys when it happened, but I don't remember.
I'm assuming it's something in that area.
I want to say it was Belen, but I don't remember.
Oh,
I really don't remember. But they kept like looking at me and looking at the kids, and I was like, and my kids wanted to sit at the table right next to them. I'm like, can we, like,
of course they did.
The whole fucking restaurant's open. Can we pick a table that's alone, like not near anybody?
No.
Because I don't know what's gonna happen next. Like, I really don't. Like, and I just need to keep this shit contained.
They obviously want to sit next to the number two.
Of course they do. Just saying. So we ended up picking a table like diagonal from them. So because you know how Wendy's has like the little cluster tables? That's what we did. And I was like, a booth, so I can stick them both in one side and I can pull the chair and like block them into the booth and still be sitting and it'd be okay.
The fact that like choosing a table is no longer just about, oh, what do we fit? No, it's how can I strategically barricade? No,
we always do booths because you sit on one side and then I sit on the opposite side and that's it.
There's a wall, child.
Yep.
Yep, pretty much. That's what happened. So yeah, it was wonderful. At least they ate all their food and then like we left and it was
zero. Got in the car, okay.
Yeah, we got in the car and it was fine. Like, motherfucker. Like, everything. Like, I was not expecting Sophie to faceplant out of the back of my car. Like,
that's really funny, though.
It was funny.
I love her, but, and like, I know that's fucked up, but it's really funny.
Oh, no, it's really funny when kids fall down.
Yeah.
Like, I shared a video the other day. I couldn't stop laughing. Did you guys see it?
Yeah.
The little kid, like a little toddler in one of those little chairs that just like spins and spins and spins. And he's laughing hysterically. And he gets up.
And he looks drunk.
He looks so drunk. The moment his feet touch the ground, he like just falls like flat on his back. I'm like, oh, that's so. And he keeps, bless his heart, he kept trying to stand up. And he kept falling.
But they
down.
Love that shit because I forgot where we, I know it was at my house, that Nathan's just starts, he has a fascination with canes. We're around and a lot sticks. Of old people. So like the batons and like the walkers, canes, like stuff like that.
My parents have these decorative walking sticks in the front of the house.
They do.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll have to
they've been there for years. That's right.
Nice.
And I never paid attention to them. Never.
Until your kids.
I was like, okay, there's sticks. I didn't even realize they were walking sticks until Sophie found them. And now they are the greatest toy at my mom's house.
Yeah, no, but Jeff's, I think his uncle came over with his cane, and they had it, and he puts it on the counter, and Nathan grabs it and basically starts doing that thing that, it's I've only seen it in some like drunk like baseball games or drunk softball, where there's actually like apparently some drunk thing that you do that like you put your head on a baseball bat.
Oh, and you spin around.
And you spin around.
Yeah, it's a game.
It's a game.
Yeah, I feel like they used to do that like on Double Dare or some shit like that.
Excuse me. So he gets the cane, puts it in the middle of the table, I mean, in the middle of the floor, and just starts going circles around it. Circles around it and spinning it. Yeah, Nathan. And I'm like, Nathan, you're going to get dizzy. You're going to get dizzy. Throw please up, stop. Kid. And he's like, Mommy, I get dizzy. I'm like, exactly, stop. And then he just stops and just like, drunk slow motion.
I don't even know that Link knows what it is to get dizzy. I don't think he's ever done that.
No, Nathan knows what it is to get dizzy. Because he does it a lot. He likes it. It's weird. He likes it a lot.
Kids are strange.
They are strange.
Super duper strange.
Speaking of strange kids.
What happened?
You want to talk about the Carters?
Oh, please.
So I wasn't able to pay attention too much to the thing, so please enlighten me again.
So
we have an announcement.
Apparently this was discovered because...
Well, if you've been... Just if for those people living under a rock, the Carter twins, Beyonce and Jay-Z's twins...
They were born like last week, I want to say.
Yeah, they were born. They're here. Shut down a hospital wing again.
Yeah.
Yay.
Which, speaking of that, I was actually remembering something that I had listened to or read a while back, that apparently they were putting in all this equipment in their home.
Yeah, you heard that on one of the podcasts we were talking about.
Yeah,
that.
To home, to like,
I think on
home
Wilbur
birth
we were
it or something.
Yeah, and I guess that was fate because it didn't end up happening because they went to... I think Cedar Sinai in LA, which is where all the celebrities go to have their babies.
Yeah, and they shut down the floor.
Right, again, because, you know, they're special. Excuse me. So they filed copyright paperwork, as one does. You know.
Didn't you?
I thought about it. I'm not, well, because I want him to, like, model and stuff, so I thought about it, because that's how you get an LLC. You trademark your name.
Yeah.
So, we wait for you?
No, keep going.
Okay. So, paperwork was filed for Rumi Carter and Sir Carter.
So, Rumi?
I'm assuming is the girl.
Like Romy and Michelle Rumi? Like,
no, R-U-M-I.
I want to say that that's a brand.
Apparently, it's some... I was just reading about it. It's some, like...
I feel like it's a speaker.
Yeah, it's like a poet from like the 13th century or something like that. It's like, I don't know, maybe I was like convinced she was going to name the girl one like Nefertiti or some crap like that. Okay, it appears as a homage to a 13th century Parisian poem by that name. And Sir happens to be referenced in one of the most famous poems. Yeah, so the poem is apparently bring the pure wine of love and freedom, but sir, a tornado is coming, more wine will teach the storm about a thing or two about whirl, a thing or two about whirling. So yeah, they apparently, the trademarks were filed for fragrances, cosmetics, keychains, baby teething rings, strollers, mugs, water bottles, hair ribbons, playing cards, total tote bags, sports balls, rattles, and novelty items. So they're probably gonna start like a baby clothing collection or something like that. So yeah, Rumi and Sir Carter.
Excuse me, I had to cough. Okay, so
or Rumi. Rummy. I don't know if it's Rumi or Rummy, but what?
I read it as Rumi.
I do too.
Rumi and Sir.
I feel like Sir is worse.
I feel Sir is worse.
I'd be like, excuse me, sir. Bitch, how you know my name? Like, come on. Seriously? Sir? Sir. Like, it's short for mister. I think it's short for mister.
I think it's a different... I have to look that one up. I don't know if it's short or just a different surname. But,
define.
Sir. I just...
Define sir.
I expected more, I gotta say.
I think that's where I'm at.
I expected like
Blue Ivy is a crazy ass name, but it had a shit ton of meaning.
Well, with how extra she's been this pregnancy, I have expected like Jesus, Muhammad,
orange blossom,
Allah,
something. Orange blossom floral arrangement.
Yeah. And like Nefertiti, fertility goddess of
Nefertiti,
the Umnabelli tribe. Yeah, that's a Mean Girls reference. I didn't make that up.
But I really do feel that I expected more.
I expected more. I expected it to be a little bit more extra. That's like not so terrible.
I feel that North and Saint.
I happen to like North and Saint though.
I feel that they've won.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did.
I think they're still winning because North has grown on me.
I wasn't great on North, but it's grown on me. But I really like Saint. I like Saint from the beginning.
I liked Saint.
I was half expecting them to name it, like to do like the Cuban thing in name of Jesus, but
yeah. Because
Cubans are.
What is wrong with Bill and like Michelle? Like, what the fuck is wrong with regular names? Like, I
don't particularly like super common names either. So,
okay, but Lincoln is still a regular name. Like, it's actually
but it's
a
not
name.
Common.
Okay, but it's a last name. But it's a name. It's a name. Like, people are named this. You know, like, Sir is not a name. It's not.
Sir goes in front of a name.
Yeah. Or a title if you're a knight.
Yeah. Sir Richard.
So what if he gets, like, knighted? He'll be Sir.
See, that just... They're not...
I mean, he would never get knighted. He's not a British citizen, but, like, let's pretend that he could be.
He could get an honorary.
Can you get an honorary? Do they do that for American people? I don't think that they do. I think you just made that up.
Well, if you can... Well, you haven't gotten there yet. Never mind. Parks and Rec. We'll talk later.
We finished season 5.
No, nope, still going. It's further. But
keep it moving.
Get moving.
No, we have to stop and do something else now because David has me on a restriction. We only watch one season of Parks and Rec and then we have to move on to something else.
You
never listen to him. Why are you going to listen for this?
You're talking to the girl that just restarted PLL because PLL just ended.
I might. Can we talk about that? Can we talk about Pretty Little Liars?
No, because Vanessa may actually watch it.
Are you
going to
actually watch it, though? Is it going to be one of those things that you say you're going to and you never
do? I really do want to. If we do a thingy, I'll do it.
See, if you watch Pretty Little Liars, like, from day one again, like, I actually, you know what? I want to talk to someone or see someone go through the emotions. So please start watching it.
And season 7 will be up on July 20th or something like that.
Well, because season 7A is up.
Right, but 7B will be up on the 20th.
But yeah, we're talking about Pretty Little Liars, by the way. But because there is so much batshit emotion and there's so many people that, like, once the first episodes, like, start, that you're like, do you like this person? Okay, good. Talk to me after season 3.
The other thing is that, like, you have to have like a real suspension of disbelief.
Yes.
Going into Pretty Little Liars.
Well,
no.
Bless you. No, thank you.
No. It's not so much like, so you watch Game of Thrones and you know that there's like dragons and shit, but it's not that far. Because Game of Thrones, we know, is like fantasy, right? Like, we know that that's a world that doesn't exist.
But this is like reality. But this is supposed to be shit.
Right, reality. And then just the shit that happens is just like...
Like, first things first, forget that the calendar exists.
Oh, yeah, calendars. This is... You know what it is? Is that it's soapy. Like, it's very soap opera.
I got it. But because at one point, I think it's season 5 or 4, that November must last for about 9 weeks, because so much happens in November that, you know, somebody can go to something that takes 6 weeks and still be in November and be done with it.
Lovely.
Yeah, because you have to know, and they talk about it,
and then there's time jumps for no reason.
And then, like, there is amazing characters. Like, there's some people that you don't realize how amazing they are. And then there's people that, like, and you basically will hate or love every single character on the show.
Interesting.
Like, you will love and hate.
Yeah, for various reasons throughout your watching experience.
And you're watching it and you're like, you're awesome. I love you. And then you're like, oh,
what the fuck is wrong? You're a bitch. Yeah.
Or, you know, I trusted you. I loved you. We were rooting for you.
Yeah. We were all
There's a
rooting
lot of that.
For you.
There's a lot
There's
of
a
that.
Lot of we were all rooting for
nice.
You.
Nice.
And they spent the entire 7 seasons making you think one thing just for shits
it
and giggles.
It also toys with your emotions.
Sounds like a fun show.
It is fun. But like I said, you have to like just really let go of the fact that
of reality,
because some things just don't make sense. It's just don't make sense.
One of the best thing is like they just had the wrap party for the whole series just ended, and like one of the things that they asked the cast was, what would you do if you were in the shoes of these girls? And they're like, we would have gone to our parents. When this
logically,
because the go to call the cops,
because really they're like 14, 15 when the show's
no, I think there's yeah, because they're sophomores, starts, yeah, you're right, they're like 15.
When the show first starts, they're like supposed to be sophomores going into junior year or something right. like that. And they're like, we would be like 14. At 14, I told my mother, if somebody was like threatening me, I'd go to the cops,
right?
I'd tell my mom, you know, this makes no sense, but then the show would be over,
yeah.
Like something that you have to notice if you do watch it, because like not giving anything away of the characters or anything, there's most TV shows and actors and actresses play broad spectrum of ages.
Right.
So these girls are playing 14, 15, 16 year olds. They're really in their early 20s when the show starts.
There's only one that was, that's the actual age that's the thing. She's playing.
One of them. Which is like, not giving it away, her name, it's the one that plays like one of the main girls, like her name is Allie.
Mm-hmm.
That girl started the show
when she was
14.
Oh, when she was 14?
14 years old. These girls are playing, are 20 something year olds playing 14 year olds. This girl is 14.
Nice.
And she holds her own like
good
there's
for her.
Nobody's business.
Good for her.
That like apparently like Troian said it in the final thing. She said that because her girl's name is Sasha, and she goes that one of the things that she happened is like at the first like, you know, it was one of the like they were shooting the pilot and they were in the bathroom at one point, and she goes to the girl, to Sasha that plays Allie, and she goes, you know, you really, you know, you capture this like character of this like, you know, the 14 year old mean innocence. Girl, like the mean girl, the 14 year old, the girl that's like in the whole like high school drama and all that stuff, like you do really good. And she's like, I had no fucking clue that this kid was actually 14 years old.
That's funny.
So, but no, if you do it, I want to see your face. As,
okay. As, I'll do it.
As the emotions.
Neri's not here a lot, so I'll do it.
It's all on Netflix.
Oh, breaking news. Billy McFarland, do we remember who this guy is?
From Fire?
Yes.
Yeah.
The he Fire has Festival been for those who charged don't know. And arrested with fraud. Was arrested Friday. Federal prosecutors accused McFarland of promising a life-changing music festival and said he delivered a disaster. McFarland allegedly presented fake documents to induce investors to put up over $1 million in this company. And the fiasco called Fire Festival, the U.S. attorney for the Southern District of New York said in a statement, thanks to the efforts of the FBI, McFarland has now to answer for his crimes. He was arrested Friday in New York and was expected to appear at a court before a court judge on Saturday. New York has court on Saturdays?
Sure.
It's a city that never sleeps. Yeah, wouldn't they?
Nice.
Ah.
I like it.
I'm on my game today. Well, it's about damn time he got fucking arrested. Is anybody surprised that he got arrested? Like,
I actually kind of am. I didn't think that they were gonna like.
Enough rich kids got screwed over.
Well, that means, well, that either that or it means that like it was a Ponzi scheme and there was like never an intention to do anything.
I think it was maybe both, because enough rich kids got screwed over that daddy had to look into it,
right?
And.
Yeah, there was enough daddies and had to use their money to save their children that were stranded in this freaking island that they were like, oh, no, boy, no. Somebody's paying me back.
Well, I mean, there's already the class action lawsuit, but...
Yeah.
I want to call it Fry Festival, and I don't know why.
Because it's spelled with a fucking Y. Fire with a Y.
Doesn't that make things hip?
No.
Just throw a Y in it.
Sure.
I don't know. It's not like it's like the. I forgot what I was going to go with there. Nah, it wasn't a good joke. Okay, continue.
It's okay. You're old. You forget things.
I do. I do.
You should throw that fucking bottle at her face. Like, every time she makes an old joke. It doesn't matter. That's disrespectful. You have to treat your elders with respect. There you go. There it is. I couldn't help it. I'm sorry. Hey, I never do that.
I'm allowed one.
Well, let me tell you, like, that was
so funny, Vanessa.
Well, Jeff
thanks,
was,
guys.
We were laughing here about all night. It.
Tip your waitstaff.
I was laughing about it because, like, I called myself out in our chat the other day about age. But then I realized what I was referencing, and I was like, that doesn't sound good. So when the
like Captain Jumanji, America, when he's like, oh, I understood that reference.
Well, no, because like the Jumanji thing, when Jumanji, the trailer comes out, like one of the kids in it, I didn't recognize him at all. And I'm watching the trailer, and of course, because I have very honed in.
Oh, but I noticed it too right away.
Yeah, I was like, that was like, is a Jonas.
I saw that.
I
said the same thing. I was like, I think I saw a Jonas.
There was a Jonas. So I went on to IMDb and there he is.
But then I also felt like it was one of those things that, like, once I remembered about it, like, I remembered knowing that he was going to be there too.
I don't know if I knew, but I was like, well, there he is. So
I felt like I did. So yeah. I'm not sure.
So I went on IMDb and I looked it up and I was like, oh, there's my Jonas. Okay, so I'm going to watch it because Nick Jonas is in it because I'm an adult. And then I realized that, like, the main kid, it looks like at one point is the main kid person, is freaking this kid that used to be on this Nickelodeon show called the Naked Brothers Band.
Because you're an adult.
Because I'm an adult. So I'm like, oh my God, he's like so old now.
When Neri read your text message, she's like, what the fuck is she talking about? And I was like, there's a band called the Naked Brothers Band. And that's what she's talking about. And he was like, she needs a comma in there somewhere.
Well, sometimes I just run on.
Sometimes?
A lot. I don't have time to answer all, like, the stream of content. Because if you, like, wait 1 minute, like,
yeah, but you could use some punctuation.
That's too much work.
It's so much work. But, yeah, like, Nick Wolf, I think it is. And he's from Naked Brothers Band. But, like, he was on that show when he was, like, 7. And now he's, like, a teenager. And I'm like, oh, my God. He dated Lucy Hale.
Okay.
Like, when they were younger. So I was like, oh my God, he's an adult. Now I really feel old.
That's what it took to make you feel old. Well,
but then I had
not to the fact that movies didn't used to talk when you were a kid.
No, they talked.
I know, I'm joking.
They talked. They just wasn't synced. They hadn't figured that part out yet. You know, there was still a little bit of like the looping, you know, like in Singing in the Rain, you know, they have that looping problem. It's like, do different tracks. It's like the movie and the sound. They didn't come together like it does now.
That's funny.
There you go. Oh, goodness. I'm ready to get a cough again.
Please don't die.
Please don't. I don't have time to take you anywhere.
It only happens at night, man.
It's usually when sicknesses get worse.
Mm-hmm.
I went to work.
Because everything's closed.
But mind you, I was way too nice this week. Because I was out Monday and Tuesday because Nathan was sick. Like, we were both sick. But since he couldn't go to school, I stayed home with him. And then on Wednesday, I knew he was good enough that I was going to send him to school. So I sent him to school and I was like, you know what? I missed 2 days. I know I'm going to miss Friday because my mom. I'm going to take Thursday and just veg and try to get myself better. So instead of taking 5 days off this week, I'm going to take 4. So Wednesday, I went into work and I just sat at my desk and hacked up a lung. Because I felt I got sicker as I walked into the building.
Well, yeah. That's how that works.
It's very odd. Like, I'm perfectly fine. And then I walk into the building and it's like these...
No, I'm dying.
These carpets that don't get cleaned enough or whatever. Yeah. So, it's really hot.
In here?
Yes. That's not Nelly, but yes.
I mean, the AC is pointed right at me, so I'm good.
Yeah.
Not feeling it.
It's blowing.
It's blowing on the back of my neck. I was just thinking.
Did you realize you weren't talking into the mic?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm trying to do stuff.
Oh, goodness.
I don't think you need air conditioning right now. El frío te va a poner peor. Because I'm a little old lady and I'm going to tell you.
I brought my jacket. It's in the car.
No, of course you did.
What am I doing?
I don't
even know what I'm doing anymore.
What are you doing with life? So let's see, what else we got?
No fucking idea.
I don't know. I told you. I got nothing.
Let me see. We have topics.
I can invent stuff.
Well, Sophie said something fun to me this week. Yesterday, we didn't send her to summer camp because she has the same cough like Christy. It only happens at night for whatever god awful reason. It only happens at night, and so yesterday they had a field trip to like a local water park splash pad kind of thing. So I told Neri, I'm like, you know what? She shouldn't go to school. I don't want her to go on that field trip because I don't want her to spend the whole day wet. Like, I just would rather avoid it so that her cough doesn't get worse. Fine. So we ended up taking her to the science museum yesterday. And that's what we did with her during the day. But like, before we got to the museum, we went to go eat together. And as I'm like unbuckling her out of her car seat, she looks at me and she goes, "Mommy, Sean asked me to be his girlfriend."
Who the fuck is Sean?
Excuse me?
Yeah.
That's who's Sean?
A little kid in her summer camp. And I was like, "What?"
No, like, slow your roll, bro.
Like, I was like, "Wait a minute, what?" I was like, "What happened?" And she goes, "Yeah, Mommy, Sean asked me to be his girlfriend." And I'm like,
"What are Sean's intentions? Do we know his family?"
So I asked her, I go, "Okay, so what did you say?" And she was like, "I said no, Mommy." And I'm like, "You said no? You don't want to be his girlfriend?" She's like, "No, ew. I'm too young for a boyfriend." And I was I was like, "That's right, Sophia. You are too young to have a boyfriend." But like, she was like half a beat away from saying, "Ain't nobody got time for that." Like, that's the way she said it. She's like, "I am too young to have a boyfriend." I'm like, "It's like, that's right. And you aren't going to be too young to have a boyfriend until you're 35. So let's keep it moving." It's a joke, Christy. It's a joke.
I'm just saying.
I know. But it just made me laugh that she was just like, "Ew, no, I'm too young for a boyfriend." But she was,
love the fact that she like says that.
Yeah, me too. I'm like, "That's right, girlfriend, you are too young to have a boyfriend." And it was great.
Did Neri hear this?
Yeah, I asked him. I was like, "Papi, I'm like, did you hear what Sophie said?" He's like, "No, what happened?" So I told him what she said, and he was like, "Good job, Mama." He's like, "That's right. You, that's the right answer. You don't have to be anybody's boyfriend or anybody's girlfriend if you don't want to be their girlfriend." And she was like so proud of herself, and it was so cute. So she's too young to have a boyfriend.
Well, good for her.
I agree, Mama. I agree.
So apparently in Indiana, there was a woman this week that gave birth to a 16-pound baby.
That's just not cool, man.
Oh, hell no.
She's 28, so the same age I was when I had Link. And this was her fourth baby.
Fourth?
Yeah, as in 1, 2, 3, 4.
Thank you.
She was.
Thank you for counting.
You're welcome. She was diagnosed with gestational diabetes. Your baby, when you have gestational diabetes, is like more at risk to be, not at risk, but more likely to be born bigger. But even so, like, her other babies were 8 pounds, 8 ounces, 11 pounds, 1 ounce, and 9 pounds, 14 ounces. And this one was 16 pounds. This baby looks like, I mean, he's adorable because he's all, like, fat rolls. But he looks like the size, like, my toddler looks smaller than him. Like, this baby.
Did you say cesarean or vaginal?
Oh, cesarean.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because that's just,
I mean, back in the day, that shit would have been vaginal, but
no. Well, they wouldn't have known.
Right. But she still had to carry around a 16-pound baby.
Jesus Christ.
Like, look at this baby. He looks, I mean, he's adorable, but he looks,
oh my God, that looks like a 5-year-old.
Right?
Yes, my face is
like, cringing. I weighed Link yesterday. He's 30 pounds. Like, that's half of,
yeah, Oliver's like 37.
Well,
Nathan's 38 and a half.
I had a small baby, and I had gestational diabetes, and he was still small.
Yeah, no, I did not. And
well, I like fake. I think I fake had gestational diabetes. I don't really
fake have gestational diabetes.
I think that there's a spectrum. This is my theory. I think that there's a spectrum, and if you're close to being there, they tell you you have it anyway, just as a precaution. Because I followed the diet that they give you, which is awful, by the way. To reduce a pregnant woman to 1,800 calories a day is fucking the worst. And not even like regular, like, you know, second trimester, like third trimester pregnant woman.
Yeah.
To 1,800 calories.
Crabby ass pregnant woman.
Exactly. Oh, my phone fell.
Oh, my battery fell. Thank you.
I'm sorry. I'll pick it up.
My brand new battery.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. So, but I, like, my birthday fell through one of those, and, like, I wasn't not going to eat cake on my birthday. So, like, even in the times where, like, I didn't follow it super strict, like, my sugar never got anywhere near to the point where it was high. Even, like, and I tested right after eating cake. So, I don't really think I had gestational diabetes. I think I just, like, I think I got too close and they put me on it.
Probably.
Close, they put me on it just in case. Because, like, my baby was not big.
And he was tiny.
He weighed the same on the Friday of my last, because the only positive about it is you have to go for, like, a weekly ultrasound to monitor the progress of the baby so it wouldn't get that, so, like, they could try to stop it from getting so big. So I did get to have a weekly ultrasound. So I saw him the last 6 weeks. I saw him every week, every Friday.
Nice.
Yeah. So that was nice. But he weighed the same the Friday before he was born as he did the Monday that he was born. So, like, he never, he was 7'4 on Friday. And he was like,
I'm done growing.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, like, Jeff's
take
mom.
Take it easy on my mom.
I think Jeff's mom told me that she was told that Jeff was going to be, like, 13 pounds because she had gestational diabetes. And they put her on, like, a serious diet and they, like, did all this stuff. And
you basically can't eat carbs.
Yeah, yeah,
it's awful.
He came out at, like, 7 pounds.
Yeah, because
you're
diabetic. Can't have sugar.
Yeah, yeah, no. Mine was, I got to do the last, like, 6 weeks of just ultrasounds because of the, I'd stopped producing amniotic fluid.
Oh, that's not good.
That's fun. That's what you want to hear all the time. Like, hey.
Apparently.
Your baby can't breathe.
Apparently, if you don't produce it naturally, you got to drink a shit ton of water. A shit ton of coconut water.
Oh, I hate coconut water. Yeah. Gross.
And eat bananas because potassium helps. And I
like bananas.
Fucking hate bananas.
Oh, I like bananas. So.
I only
you
like bananas.
You take a potassium pill?
No, it had to be, like, straight up
fresh bananas.
Mm. Apparently, that was, like, the most, like,
could you blend it into, like, a shake?
I don't want to. It's just bad. I like banana things. Like banana bread. You know, give me bananas in a banana split. I can do.
But, so let's do it with a banana split.
Yeah, but, like, straight up banana.
Oh, see, I can eat bananas all the time.
No, and Nathan can eat them like there's no tomorrow.
Yeah, Link can too.
Loves bananas. Doesn't like many fruits. Loves bananas. And I'm like, I wonder. Is this because I was forced to eat you?
It might be. But then again, my mom says that when she was pregnant with me, all she ate was vanilla ice cream and peanut butter. I love vanilla ice cream and I hate peanut butter. So,
all I ate, not all I ate, but the majority that I
ate. You ate mashed potatoes.
Was mashed potatoes. And Nathan fucking can't stand them.
Of course not.
Can't stand them. I have not been able to get him to try it.
See, I can't, like, I didn't eat one specific thing. I didn't have, like, a craving like that. I just, the only thing I did have was I had a McDonald's breakfast every day. Like, literally every day I had McDonald's breakfast.
No, mine, the reason I had mashed potatoes so much is because early on I discovered that there is, like, you know, like the mac and cheese cups?
Mm-hmm.
They make mashed potato cups like that. That you can just buy the thing and you can just, like, add water, put it in the microwave. There's your mashed potatoes.
But they taste bad with water.
Eh. It was necessity because I would just have them in my desk. And because I figured out early on in my pregnancy that if I felt nauseous, it was that I was hungry. So I never threw up. I never really had them. The second that I started feeling like, oh, like nausea, I would just eat. And the quickest thing for me to eat that, like, mashed filled potatoes. Me up was mashed potatoes. It was super carby. So I was having mashed potatoes at, like, 7 a.m. in the morning.
I mean, I like mashed potatoes, but, like, I'm very particular with my mashed potatoes. Like, they have to be made a certain way. Like, I can't do the water mashed potatoes. Like, the water I'm fine with instant mashed potatoes, but I have to, like, I make them, instead of boiling water, like, I boil milk.
Well, no, like, when I make them, like, I do the milk and the butter and I put cream cheese.
I put cream cheese and sour cream. I put a little bit of both.
And so, like, I make them like that, but, like,
sometimes I'll throw some cheddar cheese in there, a little bit of garlic powder.
Oh, garlic powder makes it so good.
Mm-hmm.
I want mashed potatoes.
Are you pregnant, Chrissy?
No. Maybe if you come to our 4th of July party, we can have mashed potatoes.
Which, by the time they hear this,
happy 4th of July.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, that's right. We're recording right before the 4th of July.
Which is why I got the Great American Wine, because it's the Great American Holiday.
Actually, speaking of the wine, very smooth.
I likes it.
I like it.
Thank you.
Oh my God, vagina cakes.
Excuse?
Vagina cakes.
I don't want a vagina cake. I've seen them before. If I ever went to a baby
shower. It's just terrifying. Why would you do that?
If I ever went to a baby shower and there was a freaking cake in the shape of a vagina with a doll head coming out.
Die.
No, I would just be over. I would just walk out the door.
I'll be,
just
be like, can I? Oops, I knocked it off the table.
I'll be like, I don't know who this person is.
Like, why would you do that?
That just doesn't work for me. That's like, there's some things that should not be made into cake. Yeah. That is one of them.
No, I completely agree. No vagina cakes.
No.
How do we stop this from happening? Bless you.
Or stop the vagina cakes.
That's a good title. Stop the vagina cakes.
Stop with the vagina cakes.
No, just stop the vagina cakes. Okay. They're taking over.
Yeah. yeah.
So yeah, stop the vagina cakes. They're awful. Some of them are a little too realistic, I think. I also don't like the belly cakes, like the ones that
I don't like
with the little foot. That's like a. It's just like
no.
The
it's like boobs,
boob and belly, and then sometimes on the belly they do like some, the.
Yeah,
the,
no. Eat with or without the foot.
Well,
stop.
I don't like anything belly related, but I know that I'm not.
Well, here's
I'm like
the thing.
Alone on that one.
My issue with that is, anything that you make into cake form, at some point in time, needs to be hacked up.
Right.
Do you really want to be hacking up a belly, hacking up a vagina? Can we not hack up a vagina? That's just rude.
Yeah.
The only time those are
fun. It's already going to get beat to shit when the baby's born.
The only time those are fun is if it's like a dick cake for a bachelorette party or something like that.
Even then, I
don't
want
to be the one to hack into it.
Yeah, I don't want
to. I don't care.
It just reminds me of that Friends episode for Emma's first birthday.
Bunny, yeah.
What's wrong with me? It was more delicious when it was a penis.
I've seen some like gross dick bachelorette cakes that like I've seen girls like go as far as like putting black licorice like on the balls like be like pubes and then
oh, that
you get the frosting and then mm-hmm. the other thing they do is they get the cinnamon roll frosting from like the cans of cinnamon roll mm-hmm. oh, that's like white like gooey. An opaque white gooey and they put it like at the end. It's really nasty.
See, for my friend's bachelorette we made penis chocolate pops.
But I'm okay that was, with that.
I could deal with
See,
that.
I don't like the penis thing. I don't know why. Like I don't.
The penis stuff. Oh, for Patty's bachelorette party, this was my favorite. I was in charge of like planning Patty's bachelorette party because her maid of honor was in school, so I helped out with it. And
you should leave this one piece of pizza. What's wrong with you?
And so I was like looking on Etsy for stuff and I like was like trying to get as much cute things as I could that were different because I didn't want to just buy like all the Party City crap. I wanted it to be like cute and crafty and different. And then so I was looking on Etsy for bachelorette party favors and fuck, I can't remember the name now, but they were so awesome. They were like, I think they were called like Mr. Johnson or something like that.
That's funny.
Hair clips. And they were like little baby curl hair clips,
but they were dicks.
They were penises, and they were made with felt.
No.
Yeah. So the lady was the owner of the Etsy shop was so sweet, and she was like, "Okay, so I ordered like 8 or 9 of them because there was 9 girls," and she's like, "So do you want them all the same? I have an assortment." Of colors, do you want them with pubes or without
them
pubes?
Black?
So I told her, I was like, well, the groom is black, so I need at least one,
right?
But the rest can be like an assortment of colors.
Okay,
so that's what we got. We got an assortment of colors and different sizes. Some were like really big, and
oh, that's
some
amazing.
Weren't as big. So it was awesome. She's like, so do you want them with pubes or without? And I was like, I think I'm good without.
That email.
It was so
that email exchange.
It was hysterical. Like I was dying every time I got an email from her. I'm like, Jill, you need to come read this email. And it was so funny. And so she sent me the order, and I got. She sent me an extra one. All of the ones that I ordered were hairless, but
she sent you one.
She sent me one with pubes, and I'm like, this, I think I still have it somewhere.
Oh, we need to find it and post it to our Instagram if we can find it.
I mean, I have pictures of us wearing them, just not the one with the pubes. But the one with the pubes, it looked like she got a Barbie that had like the curly black hair and she just like cut the hair off of the Barbie and like glued it to the nuts of the Jesus hair clip.
It's amazing.
We laughed so fucking hard looking at these little hair clips. Like, it was like the highlight of the trip. Like, every night that we went out, because we went to Key West for the weekend, every night that we went out, everybody put their little like peepee on their head.
Well, I'm kind of like dreading it because like we have a bachelorette soon in Key West as well. And I'm in like you guys aren't bridesmaids, but I'm one of the bridesmaids, and I'm in a group chat with the bridesmaids. Mm-hmm. And one of the bridesmaids was like, found, I forgot, there was, I think it's like a movie or something where someone's wearing, oh, it's from that Rough Night mm-hmm. movie that it's like a bachelor party. And one of them is wearing like the headband that has like the two penises sticking out of it.
Right.
And she was like, oh, we have to get these. And I saw them. And I'm like, no.
No, thanks.
I'm just not. I don't know why I'm like not into it.
Because it's like, I mean, it's not for everybody. It's definitely not for everybody. And
I'm not into the penis. I mean, like, I'm not into the penis, like dressing yourself in penises for, I don't know.
Oh, I get it.
Maybe I'm boring.
No, I get it. Like, I
just want to keep hearing you say I'm not into the penis.
Well, in the last episode, what was it? Woo, bro.
Oh, my God. It was a joke, people.
Not according to Nary and David.
Well, look at who you're talking about.
Oh, that me.
They're the most, because they're the most reliable sources.
I agreed.
But, yeah. So I don't want to wear penis stuff, but, you know, I'll wear it for like 5 seconds and then take it off because I don't want it. Like, why can't we just be a little?
I remember my friend Lee's bachelor party. We went to Vegas and we found, or somebody brought it. I think they brought it with them. We had penis straws. So we carried them with us.
Wear them.
No, yeah, no. We carried them with us everywhere. So we would put them into all of our drinks, and ours were pink straws with a little penis tip. So from far away, couldn't really tell.
But that's not so bad.
The bride's not bad. Was like a fucking hand-sized jumbo penis.
Like a fucking dildo.
And like attached to a straw. Nice. And she had to put that on every drink that classy. She drank. Because we're classy bitches.
AF.
Yeah, that's the thing, is that I don't want to, like,
I was not a pit mother yet.
Not class.
Well, yeah, no, I wasn't a mother at that, when I was buying penis hair clips.
I've only done, like, one real bachelorette. Everything else has been, like, kind of, like, whatever. Mm-hmm. I did a bachelorette cruise, but even that, there wasn't, like, penises involved, so whatevs.
Yeah. Patty's, I think, was the most, like, involved. Well, it's the only one that I've actually, like, physically planned myself. Like, I found the hotel. I found, like, our activity for the day and, like, all that stuff. But I've been to a few others, but they weren't, like, yep. Yeah, I think Patty's was, like, the most involved one.
Mm-hmm. Well,
the most penis-laden bachelorette party.
Penis laden.
Wow. Listen, I was wearing a penis on my head, so like, let's
see. I don't want to do that.
But it was cute. It wasn't like
I don't want to put a penis on my head. I don't want to wear a penis around my neck. I don't want to wear a penis ring, whatever other shit you can come up with. I don't want to do it.
It wasn't obscene. It was cute. Was cutesy wootsy.
That is like, whatever. I don't know. I feel like I'm too into what I'm wearing to like want to obstruct it with like.
But like a cute little penis hair clip would totally be like the icing on your cupcake.
Like, maybe for you.
You're such a party pooper. It's not like you have to wear it every day until the wedding. You have to wear it for one night.
Yeah,
for
but there's
going
to be pictures taken of that.
So then you turn your head to the other side and you don't see the fucking penis.
Whatever. Then on this bachelorette, you can wear all the penises. I will give you my penises to wear.
Fine. Party pooper.
Penises flying at your face.
You guys can wear my penises. I don't want to deal with it.
Penises everywhere. Penis.
We should play the penis game the rest of this episode, guys.
Penis. What's the penis game? She's joking.
You don't know what the penis game is?
No.
You never played the penis game in school where you would like start whispering penis and you would go like gradually louder, and then whoever like gets caught saying penis out loud is the one that loses?
Yes.
You don't know what this is?
Yeah, I know what that is. It's really annoying when other people are playing and your children are around.
Yeah. But like, get caught saying penis by who?
You just keep going anybody. A little bit. By anybody. Like, the teacher specifically. But
right, but I've seen people play it in like the mall or in like Wendy's. And you're like, what the fuck is wrong
with you?
Start
off, you're like, penis. And then eventually it gets to penis!
Yeah.
You know. So. It's the penis game.
Oh, by the way, Oliver right now when he was crying
said penis.
No, well, I'm waiting for it to happen. He was crying because he fell asleep on the floor, but I guess he was in a weird position and his leg fell asleep. Oh. So that's why he woke up, and I made him like get, I didn't realize that was a problem. Christy's dying. It made him like get up and walk to his bed, and he was limping because his leg was asleep.
So are your boys doing like weird things with their junk?
What do you mean by weird?
Well, I don't necessarily. So I don't want to do like the Catholic guilt thing.
Right.
And like.
Make him feel bad about touching it.
Make him feel about touching it. I know that it's perfectly normal. And I don't want him to feel like ashamed or embarrassed about it. I also don't want him to be like a pervert. But, you know, like there's a certain degree of like.
I'm worried about him becoming a pervert. But yeah. I agree. Like,
there's a certain degree of exploration that's healthy.
Right. Well, okay. So how I handled it with Sophie when I've like caught her touching herself, like either in front of me or like in the living room or something. I've always just, I've never been like, don't do that. Like, that's gross. Like, I always just tell her, you know, don't do that here. If you want to do that, that's fine. But you wait till you're by yourself. Like, wait till you're in your room by yourself or you're in the bathroom. That's something you do alone. You don't show anybody that you're doing that. And if somebody asks you to see you doing that, you don't let them. You know, like, I'm trying to, like, teach her that it's okay for her to do it, but it's a private matter.
Right.
But Oliver's not really there yet with the pee-pee grabbing. He hasn't.
So like, it's just been a thing like in the last couple of days. So I asked Vanessa, and I will pose the question to you. Is like Nathan like grabbing himself and doing things?
He's trying to break it.
Well, that's what it. Yesterday when I was bathing Link, like that's what he was doing.
No, it like there's like I've called
like he was pulling it really really hard, and then he would like lift up his balls and he would like try to look under there to like.
Well, see they what's are stretchy. Going.
Like, I would tell, like, sometimes, like, I say, I'm like, Nathan, Papa, you're going to break it.
Maybe it's attached.
Like, he just starts going,
yeah. Well, the other thing that he's been doing, which is fine, like, but the other thing that he's been doing, which this is the thing that I think is a little bit, like, he's been, like, in his bathroom, like, we don't have a tub, it's a shower, but I have, like, a detachable shower head, and that's what I bring there. It's easier for me to, like, bathe him with right. that, you know, whatever. So he.
I'm all about convenience.
Right.
Convenience.
And that's. That shower head's come in handy every once in a while, but you know, whatever.
TMI, bro. TMI.
Really?
You clean your son with that thing.
Fuck TMI. Amen.
Some of those shower heads are really good. Anyway.
Moving.
Anyway, but I've noticed like a couple of times he's done it already. Like he'll take the shower head and like.
Penis.
Sit on top of it or like put it like right very close to his penis.
No, Nathan hasn't done that yet. He like
so I'm not no. sure. I mean I'm girl, so I mean I know what that does for girls, but I'm sure
it does something similar.
They don't understand what they're feeling, what they're pulling, what they're doing.
I know that they don't understand, and I'm not saying I'm sure it's nefarious, but I don't know like how far to let it go was my point.
Yeah, well I think he's still kind of somebody told me the other day, like, you can't underestimate what kids understand.
Right.
So, I mean, he's 3. So, you could talk to him. Just be like, hey, that's for when... Like, what I said about what I told Sophie. And I'm going to tell Oliver the same thing. Just, that's for when you're alone. Like, don't do that in front of mommy and papi.
Well, he does this thing where, like, he wants me to close the sliding glass shower door, and he goes, "Mama, hide." And I've noticed that a lot of times that when he's hiding, he's like, he's playing also, but he likes to keep the shower head in his crotch.
He kind of like how it feels. He could think it's funny.
Maybe it just, it tickles in a nice way.
Well, yeah.
I mean, there's another episode title.
It tickles in a nice way.
I'll write it down.
But I know, like I've said it before, I have a sonogram of him grabbing his dick. Like, yeah. It's fine. Like, I know that that's what boys do. They just grab it all the time for no reason.
I was really worried about Oliver being one of those kids that, like, just doesn't let it go, but he doesn't seem to be one of those kids that grabs it all the time.
When he's dressed and he can't see it, it's like not, it's only when...
out of sight, out of mind.
it's only in the bathroom too, because even when he takes it, like, he's gotten to the point where he's gotten so good at peeing by himself that now he's going to the bathroom by himself. He's pulling down his own pants. He lifts the toilet seat up.
You want me to pour that over that?
No, that was a bad idea. Yeah. You're right. I'm sorry.
He lifts the toilet seat up by himself. He pulls down his underwear. He pulls down his pants, and he holds it himself. He flushes. He puts everything back. Like, he's gotten that good at it.
Good.
But he doesn't, like, pull on it when he's peeing. It's only when it's in the bathroom, in the shower.
I will tell you, he's done the shower thing. And recently, which, again, falls under the, I love my child, but he's just fucking with my head with this whole potty training thing. He will sometimes be playing in the living room, and he will grab his crotch. But, like, pee-pee dance, kind of, like... You know,
yeah, that's why I asked you the other day when I was there. I'm like, does he have to go pee? Because he looks like he's doing a pee pee dance.
He'll do that, or he'll hold on to his the diaper crotch area, and like hold on to it. And I'm like, Nathan, do you need to go pee pee? He goes, no, mommy. I'm like, Nathan, you're grabbing onto your pee pee. Do you need to go? He goes, no. Okay, you sure? No, mommy. 5 minutes later, mommy caca. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
But okay. But he also mixes them up sometimes. Mm-hmm. Like, he'll tell me.
I thought of you and Nathan today because Link asked me today. He's like, Mama, where'd the caca go?
Yeah.
He's gone.
Well, let me tell you.
He goes, oh, caca sleep. I was like, sure. We can go with that.
Whatever you say. Nathan has had like a little bit of a stomach bug the last couple of days. So because of it, I guess the sensations are feeling different. So he'll tell me now he's getting a little bit confused because he'll tell me, Mommy, I have pee-pee. And when I check, he's actually pooped, but it's purecito. He doesn't feel good, so it's not the best of...
It's caca pee-pee.
Yeah. So he's a little bit confused now, so he doesn't know the difference.
She says pee-pee caca or caca pee-pee, one of those, a combination of those two.
So now he's like, he'll tell me, before he'll be like, okay, I have caca or I have pee-pee, but now he's like, I have pee-pee. And I look, and I'm like, no, Papa, you did caca. He's like... But we still have to. I'm laughing at him right now, because so today he had to poop. Like, we could tell that he needed to poop, and like Jeff was like, I think he did a bad one. So we take him to the bathroom, and what we always do whenever he poops is we stand him on top of the toilet
and have him squat.
Well, and take off his clothes to, like, you know, and then I'll take off the diaper, like, the last...
Right.
To the last, like, times to, like, you know, prevent any, like, fallout anywhere else in the house.
Right.
So I'll stand him on the toilet lid, and then I'm like, okay, Papa, I'm going to take off your diaper now. And he'll be like, okay, Mama. And I take it off of him, and I'm like, because you're a mom, and this is what you do, I look at the poop. Right. That's what I do. And I look at it, and I'm like, okay, this is... I'm like, it's not that bad. I'm telling Jeff that it's good poop. Don't worry, it's okay. And he goes,
it's good poop.
He goes, Mama, caca good. And I'm like, yes, Papa, caca good. Let me see. And I
show him
poop, and he goes, yeah, that good caca. And I'm like, yeah, Papa, that's good caca.
Good job, little buddy.
You did good caca.
That was a good one.
But it's just funny because I'm just like, I don't even think. And then the new one is, here's my question about that. I don't know if they know yet what smells are.
Oh, they do. Lincoln, they do. Lincoln, they just knows. Don't really bother them that
Lincoln,
much.
Lincoln, whenever, I'll tell you why he knows, and this is how we figured out that he actually knows. I didn't know before. I thought maybe he would just smell stuff because he saw us smelling stuff. And... one of the dogs had an accident in the house the other day and like pooped in the house, and he walked by it and he smelled it and he goes, "Mama, caca in my nose." So he like smelled.
Okay.
So they do.
Yeah, because like Nathan, I'll like,
they might not know how to express it, but they do.
Yeah, because like Nathan, like when it, like the last one they were, when he was not good caca, I go, "Oh," I'm like, "Oh, this one smells." I'm like, "Jeff, this is not good." I'm like, "This is not good.
This is no bueno."
3 years, I'm still this one got me. Mm-hmm. 3 years of poop, and this one. Ooh.
Some of them are, they're starting to get bad now that they're eating more like real. It's like some of them are really gross.
Yeah, and I go to, and so I
dude,
say,
"It's like really nasty smelling farts."
Oh my god,
like awful smell.
Nathan will have like, especially this last week has been really bad, and I do it, and it's the funniest thing because he'll do it, and he's doing the Oliver thing. Because he goes, "Mommy,
peito." Oh yeah, like does that too. It was "Mama, I did a big peito," and I was like, "Yeah, yes, you did," and it smells terrible.
Yes, you did, and that was horrible. But good yes, job. But like I said, I go to Jeff and I go, "Oh, I don't know if I can handle this." And like Jeff's like walks out of the bathroom and he's like, "No," he's like, "That one was bad," and he goes, "Mama, that's smelly." And I go, "Yeah, Papa, that was a smelly one." He goes, "Yeah, it was smelly."
It's funny. Kids are funny.
Does your printer work?
Yeah.
I had to print something before I leave.
Okay.
Have you, like, let him pee on himself?
Yes.
And he doesn't give a shit?
Doesn't care.
You've put him in underwear and he's pissed all over himself.
He does it in school. He's done it at the house.
Doesn't care.
Doesn't give three shits. And the thing is, he doesn't do it often, though. Because he will hold it.
Right. He's good at holding it.
He's good at holding it.
Right.
So, at school, they'll let him be and he won't have any accidents. They'll take him to the bathroom, nothing, and then they just can't risk it while he's sleeping.
Right.
So they put a diaper on when he wakes up from his nap, diaper's wet. Mm-hmm. So it's like he holds it during that time. And then he'll, at home, he'll hold it, when I put him in the bath, he'll pee in the bathtub. So he's just being a dick.
Yep. Sounds about right.
He knows it. He knows what.
Because
he's
Link,
doing.
After like two or three times of peeing on himself, was like, "I'm over this shit. Like, I'm not gonna do this crap."
Well, Oliver seems to be having an accident at least once or twice a day every day school. I don't know why. I don't know why. Like,
he's fine here.
Yeah, he's fine here. But today they called me. "Oh, just calling to let you know that Oliver had an accident. He wet his pants and he doesn't have a change of clothes." I'm like, "I bring you guys clothes every fucking day. Every single day. And he pees himself every day." The other day, he woke up from his nap dry. Because in his new class, they don't put diapers on him while he's sleeping. So he finally woke up from his nap dry. And walking to the bathroom, he peed his pants. I'm like, "Seriously, bro? Like, 5 more steps and you would have made it."
Well, I'm already in camp. Like, in camp, he's in the group that'll still do diapers. Mm-hmm. But I told him, I'm like, "Don't let him, like, not even to nap." So he's gotten used to, like, napping. The only time he has anything on is just at night. Mm-hmm. And 9 times out of 10, that pull up in the morning is dry.
That's good.
So I'm thinking, like, maybe to even start. Oh, I had a mom fail the other night that I didn't even get to because I think it was the day that Jeff was here and I didn't get to the story. Damn it, Jeffrey.
That was the best time.
Always his fault.
So we tried to do the thing where we like let him sleep without a pull up to see what happens, and like I have a bunch of, I took like the pee pee pads from the dogs and I put them under the sheets.
I have tons at home.
I have a ton. I have like 2 bags of them because I think my mom saw them like buy one get one free at Walmart or something. She picked up a bunch of bags of them.
We have the Viejita ones.
Some of those we might still have some of those too from like when my grandmother was alive, which was a long time ago. But anyway, so we just put like basically the all under his fitted sheet. We put like 4 of them so that in case it spread or whatever. But then the next morning, you know, he wakes up and he's dry. And I always, the first thing I ask him when I go to get him is like, "Do you have to do pee pee?" He normally won't do pee pee right away. He normally takes like another like 15 or 20 minutes and then he'll go pee. So I was making him breakfast and putting his lunch together, and I forgot that we didn't put a diaper on him the night before. So when he tells me, "Mama, I have mama pee pee," I'm like, "Okay, puppy," but I was like in the middle of like doing everything. So I'm like, "Puppy, just do pee pee in your diaper," which he won't even do anymore. He won't even pee in the diaper anymore. And he goes, "No, mama, pee pee," and I was just like, "No, puppy, just do it in the diaper." And then I hear it like trickling and I'm like, why is it coming out? And then that's when I was like, oh.
And it hits ya.
So it was my own fault that I forgot.
It happens.
Did not put a diaper on my kid.
Sophie was like,
and I made him pee himself.
Sophie He's was like that
I'm
when
pretty
she...
sure I'm not supposed to do
yeah.
that.
And he told me, he was like, no, mama, pee pee. And I was like, no, puppy, just go in your diaper. And he didn't say anything like no diaper or anything like that. He was just like, okay.
So, clearly it's his fault.
No, I'm not. No, it's absolutely not his fault. It's my fault. But joke. But yeah.
It's a joke. But Sophie was like that too. Like she, when the first time she potty trained, did you hear something?
Thought I did.
It's me.
Oh. The first time she potty trained, she, when she was finally like potty trained and then when she broke her leg. Like she was only using the diaper at night to sleep. When she broke her leg, Bodhisattva, I remember she was laying in the, like in the hospital bed with a giant cast. So she was like, mommy, I have to go pee pee. Mommy, pee pee. Same thing. She was like, mommy, pee pee. And I'm like, mommy, you can't go pee pee. You have your diaper. Go pee pee in your diaper. Bro, the hysterical crying that came out of that child because she was holding it so hard. And I'm like, baby, just go pee pee in your diaper. You just have to do pee pee in your diaper because you can't go potty. Mommy, you can't sit up. I cannot physically take you to the potty. She's like, no, mommy, pee pee, pee pee. And I'm like, it's going to be so bad.
Yeah, the good thing about it is that once that they get it, like, they don't like feeling.
They don't like feeling what?
They don't like feeling what? So.
Yeah, after she did pee pee, like, twice of that crying, she got over it and just started peeing in her diaper again.
Yeah, like right now we're on a hiatus. His new teacher is going to start like in 2 weeks to try with him again.
Mm-hmm.
That's when we'll probably try it. Right now it's so hectic around the house and stuff like that, that I'll tell you that because he's going between us and like he'll stay with our my in-laws and he'll go back and forth and with everything. I'm like, you know what? I kind of don't mind the diaper because nobody has to like.
I really wouldn't have either had the school like not.
Yeah.
Like basically forced it.
Yeah.
So.
I was. I mean, it went through.
I
so
wouldn't
much,
have cared.
Yeah. I went
but
through so
I will
much.
Say this. I'm not spending like $30 a week.
Yeah.
A week on diapers.
That is
anymore.
True. Well, no, I'm still spending a shit ton of money on diapers because Oliver likes to hold his poop until right before bedtime. Once he already has his diaper on, he poops in his diaper so that it delays bedtime a little bit further and I have to go in his room and change his diaper.
Oh, no.
Like, and I'll ask him like 3 times. Oliver, you have to go caca. No, mommy. Oliver, if I put your diaper and you do caca in the next 2 minutes, mommy's going to be really upset. No, mommy, no caca. Okay. Put his diaper, put his PJs, do the whole good night routine, put him in bed. My ass is literally just touching the couch. Mommy, I did caca. Like, fuck you. I asked you if you had to poop, and you said no. Every fucking night, it's the same shit. Every night. Literally the same shit every night. I love my kids. I love my kids. That's right. I love my kids. I love them. I love my kids.
You good?
Espérate.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
All right, ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're back. Thanks for holding.
All to you, it feels like 2 seconds.
I know. To us was like half an hour.
It is now Tuesday.
Okay, so I think we talked enough about bodily functions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think we want to do a Kill, Marry, Fuck, because those are so fun.
And we haven't done one in a while.
We have not done one in a while.
We haven't done one in a while because the boys got in the way of it.
That's true.
Damn
boys getting in the way of everything.
Damn it.
Damn it, Jeffrey.
It's all your fault.
The predator's looking at me.
Why are you so ugly?
He's like seriously staring me down. I'm not sure.
I wish it wasn't like tucked away in that corner, because if it accidentally falls in that corner, it doesn't look like an accident. But where it was before, I could have accidentally knocked it over.
It's not that pricey.
I mean, it could accidentally get chucked out the window too. So
it could accidentally go home with Christy.
It could accidentally end up in my house, and I would be the wife
I don't
of
know
the year.
How it got there, babe.
Sorry. He wouldn't know. You know how much shit there's in Jeff's room. Well, actually, you saw it. There is a lot of shit in Jeff's room.
Neri would know. That was my problem.
Neri hasn't been to my house in a while. He won't know for a while.
Neri hasn't been to Chrissy's house since Nathan licked the butter.
This is true.
Maybe that's why Neri hasn't come back.
Sounds dirty.
That's true.
All right, so Kill, Marry, Fuck, Stephanie. What you got for us?
Okay, so I wanted to do like a hip-hop inspired one in honor of the release of 444.
And the Carter twins.
If you guys don't know what 444 is, you're clearly living under a rock.
Clearly.
444 was released exclusively to Tidal, which, let's stop. Because that's not... No one... Stop trying to make Fetch happen, Jay-Z.
Nobody's
fucking buying... subscribing to Tidal. But anyway, 44... Well, Lemonade originally debuted only on Tidal and then went to everything else. But... It's Jay-Z's response to Lemonade.
Okay.
Where he basically admits to cheating and apparently not outed like in a bad way, but his mom came out as a lesbian on the album.
He's just throwing everybody's shit out there.
He talks about his feud with Kanye. He talks about like a little bit of everything basically that's been written about them in the last year or so. And so anyway, which we can talk more about that at length afterwards, but inspired by the hip hop world, I decided to take it a step further and go with rappers who have fucked the Kardashians. So we're going Kanye, French Montana, and Tyga.
Nessa!
She'll be right back. I think I know my answer, but I would like to know what you think.
I feel I know my answer. I think I actually know my answer pretty easily.
Well, to me, Tyga is just gross. Like, he is disgusting. I don't like skinny guys.
What?
And like, not like skinny, but he's like extreme. I feel like he's like emaciated skinny.
Like, he ain't no Ezra Fitz, and that relationship was not appropriate.
He just looks like a lizard or something. Like, he's weird looking.
I get it. He's kind of like reptilian.
Yeah.
Yeah. I get it.
And so he's disgusting to me. So, I mean, I would like push him off a cliff.
He's like bottom of the barrel. I will agree. He is bottom
of
the barrel.
He doesn't even really have money, supposedly. He's like supposedly in a lot of debt. And it's like sometimes I could justify things with, oh, you have money. But like supposedly he's in a lot of debt. And
ain't nobody.
And then there's like the Black China drama. Nope. That I don't want.
No,
and some child. Like, isn't his child have like a pretentious name?
King.
Yeah, no. No.
You mean more pretentious than Saint?
No, I'm okay with Saint.
I'm okay with Saint.
You want to... En bendito sea tú. You're a good boy.
I'm okay with religious names because we're Cuban and
yeah.
We name our kids Jesus. So,
yeah, you know. They just want to make sure that the kid is protected.
Oh, is that what it is?
El niño está protegido. Is that what they did? Es like an azabache. Listen, they name him Saint. It's just like an azabache.
Okay.
King is like... Jermaine Jackson naming his son
Your Majesty. Man, that's the best name.
That's my favorite
celebrity name.
Yeah.
So
I don't know, Pilot Inspector is pretty awesome.
No, it's not better than Your Majesty.
Yeah. Your Majesty is like
Your Majesty is up there.
It's in a league of its own.
It really is. I don't feel like French Montana is super sleazy, but I also don't know a lot about him.
Yeah, me neither.
So, but from what I saw on the Kardashians, he seems like a decent guy. I mean, I'm sure he's probably an asshole.
He makes Khloe happy.
He makes Khloe happy.
See, here's the thing. I get that he's Khloe. Probably like a nice guy.
He seems like
comparison to our next option. I don't want to fuck Kanye.
Yeah, I want to marry Kanye for the money.
I'm also going to marry Kanye because, like,
for the money.
He's a really good dad. Like, he seems like he's into it. He seems like he's into parenting, and he's like, you know, I mean, again, this is all seemingly from what we see, you know, whatever, yeah. From the outside perspective. But I feel like he's really a dedicated father, and that counts for something. So
he dressed up like a bunny.
He dressed up like the Easter Bunny for his kids.
He's very gifty.
Oh, yeah. He does like to give gifts. And he's also worth like a crap ton of money. Yeah. So. Yeah.
But he's also batshit crazy.
Yes. But.
But he has a lot of money. So I can
turn a blind eye to batshit for fucking black American Express cards.
It wouldn't be the first time somebody married somebody that has frosted tips.
Is true.
Yeah.
He did not have the word. Let's just put that out on the fucking table
Mary
right now.
Frosted tips.
He did have frosted
tips. Do you know that they're making a comeback, supposedly?
I told you it was like his day to shine.
Well, everything that was once cool, it's coming back.
Yeah. But I think because of the fact that in the true essence of an MFK, you've got to want to literally fuck somebody. So... I don't think Kanye falls into
but
that category.
But I don't think
category.
Any of them really
I don't
fall
either,
into that
but
category.
But that's why if I have
but
to,
French
like,
Montana is not, like, horrible looking
that's
either.
Why
like,
not.
He's probably, of the three, is probably, like, the best looking yeah. one. So, and
but Kanye's not ugly.
He's not either, but we don't know that French Montana is batshit crazy. We know Kanye is batshit crazy. So, and I feel like maybe with a couple of glasses of wine, French Montana gets cuter.
So also I feel French Montana, you know,
I feel like
maybe he might have something to like prove.
Plus he knows
he
Diddy.
He might work really hard.
That's plus why. He knows Diddy, so he can get me into the white party.
Gotcha, Christina. Gotcha.
He seems I can like party he would
on,
try.
I can party on Diddy's yacht in Saint-Tropez.
This is true.
So, yeah.
So there's a case for marrying him, because if you're married to him, he takes you to all these events.
Remember, if you're just fucking him, you're done.
Yeah.
You're married
just
to Kanye.
A side piece.
Yeah. Is that what, side piece gets shit too. Relax.
They don't get taken places.
Maybe they do.
The bottom bitch gets taken places.
Well, side piece gets hush money and gifts.
This is true.
So.
But if you want to go to the white party, you have to be the bottom bitch.
Does Kanye get invited to the white party?
Probably.
Yeah, exactly.
Is he feuding?
No, not with Diddy, no.
Oh, then, yeah, then you're good.
He's only feuding with Jay-Z. So.
That's why I'm like, who's he feuding with?
Jay-Z.
But and
I don't care about Jay-Z's party.
I care about Diddy. What are those twins?
I want to lay down at the Met Ball steps with Diddy.
But remember who, this is the Kanye selling point. I could go to Waffle House with Christy Teigen.
That's true. Kanye's Legend. Best friend is one of Kanye's best friends is John Legend, so.
I want to be friends with Christy T.
Kanye also gets invited to the Met Ball and the other two don't. So
there's that too.
There's that.
Okay. All right, cool. So that was actually, I feel like that was a little bit easier than I expected it to be. But so we're marrying Kanye.
Yeah. Even if he's bad shit. I protect you, boo. It's okay.
We're marrying Yay. And then we're going to fuck French.
I also feel like I could probably like, you know, grinds Olaf into his coffee and just level him out. So.
That being,
I think there's a lack of medication that Kim needs to look into.
Yeah, we can.
But
you know.
There's like some pictures that I've seen of Kanye
where he's a little zoned out.
Like zoned out as fuck. Like
he's also apparently big. I mean, they're big into weed, so it could just be that.
That being, but you would think with the weed he would be mellow and not so fucking crazy.
Well,
listen, you just have to keep him away from the phone.
I mean,
and the microphone.
Don't talk to people.
Just be like, listen, you can do your music.
Listen, if you feel the word vomit coming, go do your music and then delete it.
Write it on actual paper. Because that's something we can burn after.
Yes. Write it down and then crumple that shit up and throw it away.
It's like when you have your anger, write a letter and wait. Don't send it.
Don't send it until you are cooled down. And then you will not feel the need to send it anymore. Perfect. See? We got Kim. Call us, boo.
We got you, boo-boo.
We'll hook you up.
Kim's used to crazy.
Again, yeah, I could also grind antidepressants into his
tummy.
Into his
And so while we're not doing illegal
and
shit.
And like muscle relaxers. So while we're not drugging people.
Well, we're not being felons.
We're having sex with French Montana.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And we are killing Tiger.
I'm not even sorry about that. Like, sometimes I apologize. They feel bad.
Sometimes we make islands where we can exile them. No.
I'll throw his ass into a volcano.
Sacrifice. Boom. We need to get the water back. I was thinking of what's that movie with the hippo and the zebra and
Madagascar.
The giraffe? Madagascar 3. Yeah, where they're like actually in Africa and there's a drought.
It's the second one.
Mm-hmm.
The third one is the one with the circus.
I haven't seen the third one. You're right. It's the second one. Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun, dun. Yeah, it's that one. Da, 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 circus.
Yeah.
Afro circus.
Yeah. I'm glad I didn't see that one.
No, that one was funny.
It's funny. God, I'm coughing up a lung.
So, do we want to talk about our wine?
I liked it.
It's good. I like it. It's American.
I feel bad that
America.
I feel bad we're airing after July 4th because this will be a good July 4th wine.
Mm-hmm. Well, we can post about it beforehand.
Yeah, if anybody needs a July 4th
and it'll be on sale up until Tuesday at Publix.
So. Yeah, if you want a good July 4th wine,
yes,
it's BOGO.
Again, it's the Great American Wine Company by Rosenblum Cellars. I was going to say vineyards, but it says cellars. We are drinking the 2014 Cabernet Sauvignon.
And some of the money's going to charities for our military.
Yeah. It says, what does it say that? Celebrate the pioneering spirit of American winemaking with the Great American Wine Company. A line of classic American varietals from Rosenblum Cellars. In tribute to our American heroes, we donate to military charities. Proudly made in the U.S., our Cabernet Sauvignon is round and smooth with flavors of ripe berries and toasty oak.
But I do like it. It is tasty. It reminds me of, when I read it, of Disney because of the great the great movie ride.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I need to take this wine there because it actually, even the bottle label, like, yeah, looks like the marquee.
It's very patriotic. It's a really pretty blue with, is it silver foiling? Yeah, silver foiling for the letters. It's got stars. It says America. America.
America.
Fuck yeah.
No.
No?
No.
Too far?
I'll show you a picture of Jeff from, like, before we had kids.
Lord have mercy.
Scary.
Oh, I have one more fun kid story before I forget because I wanted to share it. So earlier today, we get home from summer camp and Zoe's complaining that she's cold. She's like, Mommy, I'm really cold. I'm really cold. And she's like wrapped up in a blanket and like walking around like a little Eskimo with her blanket like wrapped around her. I'm like, okay. But I was fine. Like it wasn't cold in here. I usually keep it at like 74 when Neri's not home because it's cool, but it's not freezing and it's not hot. So I'm like, it's fine. So then I'm like, I feed them and I'm like feeling warm, but then I'm like, okay, I'm warm because I'm moving around and I'm wearing like a longer sleeve shirt and this, that, and the other. So I ignore it. I give Oliver a bath. By the time I'm done giving Oliver a bath and putting his PJs, I'm like, I'm really fucking hot. Like it's so stuffy in here. I'm sweating. It is so uncomfortable. And I look at the thermostat. And somebody put it to 90.
Did you just say 90?
Yes, 90.
I don't know what that feels like inside of a house.
Go outside.
Because when my air is broken, I don't think we've hit 90.
Yeah, no, it's fucking 90. I'm like, what the fuck? Sophia moved, like I have a little footstool in the living room. She moved it to in front of the thermostat, stood on it and turned it all the way to 90. And I'm like, Sophia, it would have been cooler in here if you had just opened the front door and let the heat in from outside. And I was like, do not touch the... I've finally become that person. Do not touch the thermostat. I actually said it today.
Why do I feel that the thermostat is like old Neri comedy routine?
It is.
I remember this.
It is. He goes into like this whole thing about how his dad never let him touch the thermostat, and like as soon as Neri tried to change it, his dad would come out of the room like, "Don't touch the thermostat." And now the baton has been passed to me, and I finally said it. Don't touch it. I didn't say thermostat because she wouldn't understand that, but I told her not to touch it. Like, if you're cold, you put on a sweater, you get your blanket, you put on some pants because bitch is always in a dress. Cover up. Don't touch the fucking air. Like, 90 fucking degrees.
That's impressive.
90 degrees. Like, really?
I've never seen
that. Really? Like, really? Like, I had no other words. Like,
really?
Yeah. Just really.
Wait, we're going to get a full-on reaction.
Kids are totes fun.
This is Vanessa seeing a picture of Jeff on a 4th of July prior to kids.
Oh, Jeffrey. If I didn't have words before, I don't have words now.
Steph.
Here you go. Feast. Feast your eyes. Let me try to paint you a little picture, people. I'm going to try my best. Okay, so there's a pool. And there's a floaty. Jeffrey's sitting in the floaty. It's like one of those little chair floaties. Jeffrey is wearing red swimming trunks. Just the shorts. Like, but they ride it all the way up to his thigh because he's in the water and the water moves them. He is also wearing a vest.
That vest was disgusting.
And it's the blue field with white stars on one side and red and white stripes on the other side. In the floaty, there is two white dolphin heads, one on each side. Jeffrey is also holding a beer, a Budweiser.
Giant.
A giant
can.
Looks like a 16-ounce can, I think bigger. Maybe a 20-ounce can.
It's on PBR.
It is a red and white Budweiser can because of America.
Yeah.
And he is throwing up the
dragon devil horns.
Dragon horns, devil horns. The rock horns. What is this? You know, Stephanie, what is this called?
Yeah, that one.
Ese mismo. And he's making a, for lack of a better word, duck face because his lips are pursed. And his eyes are squinty because it is sunny outside.
Yes, that I married that.
Is he wearing dog tags? Is that what that is? What's around his neck? Are they earphones?
No, it's probably his scapular.
I don't know what that is.
Because we're religious.
It's the thing that you wear that supposedly if you die wearing it, you go straight to heaven.
Oh. Yeah, that's not happening after this vest.
I don't wear it.
Jeff does. Does he wear it all the time? He has it all the time? He's going to have to show it to me.
All the time.
All right, Jeffrey. You've reached a new low with this one.
It's impressive, isn't it?
Totes.
I married that.
Yes, you did.
Actually, I think we were married already.
I think that's worse than the Frosted Tips, got to say. I never saw the Frosted Tips in person. Just FYI.
Yeah, that's my boo.
So on that note,
we can end on my boo being Super America.
Team America. All right, guys. So thank you so much for checking us out. We are part of the Geek Bro Network, where you can find all of our brother podcasts. What's Up, Bro? What's Good? Cosplay Fame, Mount Geekmore, Zeroes on Heroes, Shiver, and House of Heel. I think that's everyone.
I think that is everyone.
Yes.
The new one, Comedy Fitness.
Oh, that's right. Comedy Fitness. There's a new podcast on the network called Comedy Fitness where comedians talk about getting fit, about losing weight, how they lost weight, how they're trying to lose weight, yada, yada, yada. Sounds motivating. I have not heard it yet, but I will soon. And you can find them also on the Geek Bro Network. You can find us there as well as Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, Instagram. You can email us at mamasandmerlot, MOMMASANDMERLOT. You can send us your favorite wine.
At Gmail.
Oh, did I not say that? Mamasandmerlot@gmail.com. Again, Mamas, MOMMASANDMERLOT at gmail.com. Thank you, Christy.
You're welcome.
Send us your wine recommendations and any crazy kid stories, any potty training stories, anything you want us to talk about, anything you want to vent about. It can be anonymous if you don't want people to know. We're here for you. And yeah, so thanks for checking us out, guys. Thanks for checking us out, guys. See, this is why we can't drink more than one bottle, because I can't. I'm done. So cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers.
Seriously, it's just going worse as we go on.
Up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to Quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.